Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Let us read together. May his word touch you. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next one, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Let's read together too. The Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. In King James, it's also say a living soul. Let us pray. Father, we come to you and we read these scriptures. We pray that your spirit of revelation lead us and open our heart so we know exactly what you want to tell us and so we can follow and be a good follower. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have a talk about this message the second time. Love, marriage, and family. I may ask some question. How well you know your spouse, either your husband or wife, or even your fiancé, boyfriend or girlfriend, how well you know them? You think that you know them very well. You can raise your hand. Thank you. Only two, huh? So not many, huh? Wow. So we got a whole house of gambler, huh? You can take the risk, and you can even live with them for such a long time, huh? Wow. So, but we can get back to the basic. Maybe you don't know other people. But do you know you yourself? Let's go into the Bible, that what we have read, how Bible tells us how we can understand or know we ourselves. When God created man, we just read that God has used the dust from the ground. And then the second step is he breathed into his nostrils. And then this dirt made person become a living being or living soul. And from the other verse we have read, that may your spirit, soul, and body. So we know that the dirt become a part of our body. So in the funeral, the pastor always say, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. So this is the body is where we came from. We come from the dirt. And God breathed into his nostrils. And this is the spirit, where it came from, the spirit. And when the spirit breathe into the nostrils, then become a new creature. It's called a living soul, a living being. So these are the three parts of us, the spirit, the soul, and the body. And what is the body component? We got head. And limbs and torso. So these three parts become our body. And the second one is the soul. The soul actually are three components of the soul is we got mind and we got heart and will. The mind is how we think, intellect, and we can communicate. And the heart is related to our feelings or emotion. So to love or to be loved. So that is a part of our heart. And also the will. That's determination. Someone would like to be a leader and someone to be followers. So this is the way that our soul, and the soul is our own identity. And then the third one is the spirit. And the three components in spirit is, first one is conscience. That's tell you good or evil. And then the second one is communion. That spirit and spirit, you can communicate. You can fellowship. And the third one is intuition. That inside your spirit, you know which direction should go. And then we should know that how we train these three parts to become a healthy person. For the body, we exercise, we run, jump, we stretch. You know, in the school, you go for PE, and you can see a lot of people go to a fitness center. They want to train their body. But then the next one, the soul, how you train your soul, the mind, the intellect, we go to school. So most of the people, we focus so much on our mind. So we go to school and go through all the education. Hopefully our mind can be strong. But then I ask, have you ever go to a school for your heart or your feelings or your emotion? Is there any PhD of emotion? You are very good at your emotion. You know how to express or utilize your emotion. Where we got that training? Mostly we come from our family. Our parents try to show us how to love and to be loved. But then I ask the next question is, how you train your will? How? Where you got that training? Have you ever learned? So if we don't know people's these three components, then we are not able to really understand that person. And if we don't know the person, how can we love or even marry or have a family? So that's the very, very important that we need to learn. Then the next question I would ask is, how you train your spirit? The conscience. Does it guarantee that you have more education than your conscience will be better than other people? Is it? So lower education people, they will have a much less conscience than higher education people. Is that true? That's not true. That's not true. And how about our communion? Have you ever found a person that you can have a really meaningful, good quality communion? That means your spirit and that person's spirit, you can communicate. You can fellowship. And the last one is intuition. Have you ever got training about your intuition? See, these are three important components of us. And if we got all these three parts, got good training, then we will become a very healthy, balanced person. Are you healthy and balanced? That's the point that we would like to get into. And also, within these three components, which one is your leader? Which one is always lead you? You are always doing stuff based on how your body feel, or how your soul, or how your spirit. Which one is your leader? See, if a person always led by his or her body, is it good enough? Or always by his emotion? So a person may be very emotional. So the emotion becomes the controller of that person. And also we should know that the body is made of dirt or made of dust that is coming from below. So the need of the body is always coming from below, from the ground. Whatever produced by the earth, that is the resource or supply to our body. But then our heart, our soul, including mind and heart and will, where they got supply? They got supply from our surrounding. That means we got the supply from the people around us. That's between people. So we got supply. We can communicate with mind, so we can get the supply from each other. We can communicate to each other. We can love and to be loved, and that is the communication. And also the will. Somebody maybe feel very comfortable to be a leader, but some people maybe feel they feel great to be a follower. With that together, then we get satisfaction. That is the soul. So the soul, we get supply from our surroundings, other people. But where we get our supply for our spirit? Because the very first time that God breathed, that spirit come into us. So the only resource we can get satisfactory for our spirit is from God. And that is why we can tell some people maybe they have abundant resources for their body. They can eat well, even dress well. They can enjoy lots of material produced from the ground, from the dirt, from the earth. They feel satisfied, their body. And also they may be very satisfied by from their souls. They have a lot of education. They have a wonderful, happy human relationship. And maybe they are very capable, powerful. They've got lots of authority. They can do whatever they think they want to do. But people with satisfaction for body and soul, interesting thing is, I know some of them, they don't feel satisfied. Why is that? It's because they are still lack of something is in their spirit. So that is the reason that people maybe feel continuously wanting. They don't feel satisfied because spirit, they need. And the resource for the spirit is from God. We cannot change these three dimensions. If our soul hungry, we cannot say, okay, I'll give you more food. Because food only can satisfy your body. But the food, the material from the dirt or the ground cannot satisfy your soul. The same token for the spirit. We cannot put something to ask our spirit to be satisfied. So somebody maybe they got all the resources for their body, their soul, and they try to persuade their spirit, say, you got everything, you should be satisfied. But man, human, they will reflect is no, this is not the way. Because we cannot change, we cannot feed different dimension with the same material or same resource. That is the reason. And we started from the dirt, from the ground. But somehow inside you, you feel you are special. See, dirt is from below. It's dust. Dust means very light by weight. It's very low by position. But somehow you don't feel that way. If you come in from there, but you feel, I should have some dignity. I should have a good self-esteem. Why is that? Because another 100 years, you'll be gone. You'll go back to the dust. Because God has breathed into the nostrils. That breath is the breath of life. So, human or man should be treated with dignity, with respect. It's not because of how much you own or what position you possess. We need to respect each other. It's just because I got the breath from God. That is His image and His likeness. So every time you feel depressed or low or discouraged or maybe even unwanted, you look at to God, you look at to Jesus. That will lift us up because we got the image and likeness of Him. Nothing can take away from that. And we hope that those three components, spirit, soul, and body, you can get healthy and strong and abundantly. So there's nothing wrong to earn money or get higher position. Everything that this world provides, we can pursue after that. But the important thing is, what is the priority? Many times we focus on what the body needs, and we lost the opportunity to nourish our spirit. And that is the sad part. Because the priority should be the spirit to lead our soul, and then our soul to guide our body. This is the right way. But then the last question will be, then who will lead my spirit? That is why you need to seek for Jesus. Because He is the one who breathes into our nostrils. He will continue to supply us. So, if He continues to breathe into our nostrils, His spirit continues to breathe into our spirit, then our spirit will become strong. Then our spirit will be able to become the leader of ourselves, to lead our soul and our body. So this should be the right order for us. Are you in that position that your spirit is strong enough to guide your soul, your mind, your heart, your will? And then you will be able to guide your body. So everything is under this pattern, and you will become a healthy, balanced, and abundant life. See, nowadays we see the world turn upside down is because the order is always like the body become the leader. So the soul try every effort to satisfy how the body feel, what the body want. And you can tell the spirit of this world is so weak and feeble. Our conscience inside our spirit can be easily persuaded by our mind. We always say, sure, I can do this because everybody do it. See, our mind try to persuade our spirit, because inside our conscience we believe this is not the right way. But our mind can easily just persuade it. And then we say, okay, I'll give a try. And we lose the ground. When God breathed into the nostrils, see, you need to imagine that situation. If someone wants to breathe into your nostril, what kind of position the other person will be? What the position? Would they be very far away? Then he will not just breathe, he just like blow into my face. If God blow into Adam's face, then Adam should get a lot of wrinkles. But he breathed into his nostrils, means what? The distance between them is very what? Very, very close. It's an intimate relationship. It's within the reachable, touchable position. You and I, deep inside our heart, we still hope that relationship, that distance can reoccur in our daily life. Our spirit long for that close communion with God. And we can get the intuition from Him so we know what we should do and which direction we should go. This is the beautiful, wonderful life loving relationship. You and I, we hope that should become our norm, our daily life. So hopefully, Lord will guide us in this direction, because we are going to talk about love, marriage, and family. Look at this. If you, the very you yourself, become a healthy, balanced person, your strong spirit, and guide your soul and your body, and then the other person, your spouse, or your girlfriend or boyfriend, or your fiancé, they also can become a healthy, balanced person. See, these two people get together, there shouldn't be any doubt a wonderful family will be formed. So we need to look into ourselves more. Which part, my spirit, my soul, my body, which part I should improve? Then we know the direction. We may not influence other people, but we can do something for ourselves. And hopefully, we start from here. Lord will guide us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that when we were created, you pick up the lowest, the dust, the dirt from the ground. Because of your breath, the breath of life, you gave it to us. We become a living soul. Now help us always know that our position, because of that breath, we got dignity. We got wonderful position in front of you. Help us to come to you all the time. You continue to breathe to us through your word, through your spirit, so we can become a strong person. And pray for our family, for our spouse, or for our future spouse, that both of us can be strong in your will. Continue to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us all rise and sing hymn 306, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian.